This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The remnants of Hurricane Isaac have now moved north, dumping heavy rain on Arkansas and Missouri. In Louisiana and Mississippi, it will take many weeks, if not months, to clean up the mess from the flooding and torrential downpours. As NPR's Russell Lewis reports, residents there are taking things kind of in stride, even as they need to rebuild yet again.
A full 3 days after Isaac blasted ashore in Waveland, Mississippi, the surf was still churning. 3-foot waves crash over the seawall, sending a spray of water high into the air. Normally, the Gulf of Mexico here is as smooth as glass. Waveland, Mississippi is no stranger to monster storms. 7 years ago, the eye of Hurricane Katrina hit, bringing with it a 3-story tall storm surge which obliterated everything for miles. Some people rebuilt, others left town. And then, like today, some people face that same dilemma. Not far from Waveland is a fishing community called Lakeshore. It's peaceful, quiet. Canals cut through marshy bayous. Houses on this spit of land are all new and all built on stilts. But Mike Kramer says it's not a new community.
When we came back from Katrina, there was nothing. This whole street, there was not one residence left. Not anything. Nothing but slabs. There was nothing. So this time was really good compared to that.
It took Kramer and his wife, Mary, 4 years to decide whether to rebuild after Katrina. Yesterday, they were back at their elevated home, which had minimal damage.
A lot of people's thoughts were that wouldn't have another storm like that for 35 years, which we didn't have another Katrina, but the real bad storms had not come that often in the past. You had Betsy, and then you had Camille, and you had Katrina, and they were pretty far apart, but might be getting a little closer together now, I don't know.
The biggest inconvenience from Isaac for the Kramers has been a lack of electricity, but that was about to change as power crews drove onto his block.
Man, we're glad to see you. good, how you doing? Could have been a lot worse.
See if we can get y'all some power.
Well, good.
Is there any way y'all can get a hold of your neighbors?
James Terrell said it wouldn't take long to get the power restored. He understands why people keep coming back to the water's edge. Terrell's only lived in Louisiana and Mississippi.
Most people grew up here. You know, they love it. They're used to it. That's the way of life. They love it. You know, you got the water, you're fishing. It's a nice area to fish and hunt, and just hard to get away from once you do it all your life.
There's something about this place in Mississippi. People love this land and the culture. Still, Terrell says, as bad as Isaac was for some,
can't let it overwhelm you. Just do what you can. Life's always a struggle. You just do the best you can.
For those who live here along the coast, he says, they'll get by. Russell Lewis, NPR News, Gulfport, Mississippi.